Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, alongside PFW's Paul Perillo. And over the course of the next month, with the help of Bob Sosi and Andy Hart, we'll be releasing a series of draft preview segments addressing the needs of the Patriots in the 2017 draft. But before we get to the draft, let's talk a little bit of free agency, a busy free agency period for the Patriots. I think it's fair to say Bill Belichick was aggressive this offseason. On the offensive side of the ball, what do you think were their best transactions?
Yeah, well, it's hard to overlook the acquisition of Brandon Cooks. I mean, just a dynamic slot receiver, a kind of receiver. They've had a lot of really productive guys in the slot, but not as many big play guys as the capabilities of Brandon Cooks. And I think this was an enormous move that I think potentially can really transform the offense to almost an unstoppable status, because I just don't know how you're going to match up with that. But that's the one that jumped off the page for me, Miranda. Obviously, Dwayne Allen, Rex Burkhead, some other guys, but it's hard to overlook Brandon Cooks and the potential that he has.
Do you think there's any business left to do on the offensive side of the ball before the Patriots head into the 2017 draft?
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how the draft all unfolds. And right now the picks are sort of in flux and whatnot. But, yeah, I think there's some spots. I think tight end, even though they traded for Dwayne Allen, I think they probably would like to get another guy. You know, Gronkowski coming off another back surgery is not someone I think that you're going to look at 5 years from now and, oh, we're not going to have to worry about that. And Dwayne Allen has had his injury problems as well. So I would expect tight end to be on the draft list. Offensive line, I think that you're always looking to upgrade in those spots. Last year, if you would ask me heading into the draft, I would have said, well, they had all these young guys, Brian Stork and Trey Jackson and Shaq Mason, and they went out and got Joe Tooney and Ted Karras. So Nate Solder's a guy heading into the last year of his contract. That's another area, left tackle. Offensive line, tight end, and, you know, still looking for a LeGarrette Blount replacement at running back as well.
Paul, thanks so much. Stay tuned. Bob Sosi and Andy Hart will be here to discuss the defensive side of the ball and their transactions in free agency. Next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.